Tonight, we roll back the clock and enter the world of 1935 Bellingham. Like our world, it is filled with the same street corners, buildings, and boats, but take a turn down one of the dark alleys off Holly Street, and you could find yourself tangling with much darker things than shadows. Presenting Bellingham Terror. Our story begins in a quiet little apartment on Holly Street. There sat Juniper Harper, an education major at Washington State Normal School. At the moment, she was gluing the last piece of a model of the Egyptian Valley of the Kings.
My, my, isn't that a stately-looking burial ground? Always stylish, those pharaohs. Now just hold that pose while I find where I put that textbook. I want to get your alignment just right. Okay, guys, nobody go anywhere. And Gladstone, I see you eyeing them. You stay right where you are. No chewing on the pharaohs. Hello?
June? It's me, David.
Hello, hello, handsome man of mine. How are you doing? Have you gotten the cast off yet?
Yes. The doctor gave me a light brace and said go easy on it for a few weeks, but I am a free man.
Sounds like pretty light punishment for jumping out of a burning barn.
Hey, I wouldn't have had to jump out of that barn if you hadn't broken the ladder running from all those corpses.
Fine, make it my fault. All right, mister, why are you calling me on this lazy Thursday evening?
Well, I'm free this Saturday and was wondering if you wanted to take a ride out on the Mount Baker Scenic Byway. We can make a day of it, take pictures at Nooksack Falls, enjoy some fresh country air.
Not get mixed up with any of the unnecessary strangeness of Bellingham for a change?
Exactly.
That sounds wonderful. I'll pack a picnic basket. Boy, you couldn't have asked for nicer weather. Look at that sun.
I can't wait. Hop on in.
Sure you don't want me to drive? With that bum leg.
No one drives my car but me. I'll be fine, really. What's for lunch?
Men, always thinking with their stomachs.
This is really weird.
No. The sun was nice and bright when we started. What's with all this fog?
That's okay. I'm pretty sure it's a straight shot from here up the mountain.
Oh well. Even lost in the fog with you is more fun than another weekend at home studying for exams.
Really? Stressing about school?
No, it's not that.
More bad dreams?
Yeah. The corpse in Fairhaven, Dascombe's barn, that temple, the creature in the bay, all of it. Sometimes I'm worried that waking up won't be enough.
June, I don't know what to say.
This is the part where you take my hand and say, "There, there, little lady, everything's going to be all right." And you say it like you mean it.
"There, there, little lady, everything's going to be all right."
Pretty good, pretty good. One day at a time. Today, we're having a nice little drive in the country. Let's leave all that madness in Bellingham.
That's the spirit. Could we start with enjoying those cookies you made? I've been smelling them ever since we started this morning.
David, look out!
Jeez!
The road, it just forks in two.
Maybe we took a wrong turn or something? A detour?
I'm gonna see if there's a knockdown sign or something.
Wait up! Here I come!
Oh, wow.
Wow, would you look at that? It's like the fog just spat this out of nowhere. A giant white boulder. Is it carved? What do you suppose it is?
It looks like some sort of monolith. Oh, David, its surface, it's smooth.
June, I don't know. We should get out of here.
Yeah. Let's get back in the car and just go.
If the road doesn't reconnect, we'll double back. That rock.
Yeah, it gives me the creeps too. Alright, now which way is the highway going?
I think we should try this way.
Uh-oh.
What?
Whenever you say, "I think we should try this way," it never works out.
You have so little faith in me.
I try.
Alright, Smarty Pants, which way?
No, this is fine.
Okay.
Thank goodness that darn fog is lifting.
Do you see any street signs?
We're on a long rural road.
I know, I'm talking about the cross streets. Do you recognize any of them?
I don't know, I haven't really been out here before.
It looks really run down.
Oh look, up there, it's a filling station. Let's stop there and ask for directions. Or would that hurt your pride?
Hey, we're stopping, okay? Tom's Gas and Go. Looks like it hasn't gone anywhere in a long time. It's got the old-fashioned gas pumps. Hello?
Yup, I'm here.
Hi, my name is David, and this is June.
I doubt that.
I'm sorry?
We don't give visitors much.
Okay. Look, we got a little turned around. And
sure looks that way.
And we were hoping to get some directions on how to get back to the highway.
Wouldn't do you any good.
What do you mean?
Just what I said. You need a tank of gas?
Sure. We're running a little low.
I'll fill it up for you.
David, look at all the little wood carvings. Look at this one. It's a little creature. Kind of a bear dog. It's cute. Has a little strap to hang on your rearview mirror.
It's pretty. Hey, but June, get a load of that attendant. He sounds like he's been sniffing the gas fumes a little too long.
Oh, hush. I'm gonna go buy this.
I'm going to the washroom.
See something you like, little lady?
Yes, this is beautiful.
Yes. Yes, they are.
Do you carve them?
Every day.
Wow.
All right, I'm back. How much do I owe you for the gas?
And the carving.
And the little carving thing.
Does it matter? I take your money today, tomorrow. Who knows if it'll be there?
What do you mean? Here, I have cash.
I don't want your money. You ain't meant to be here. Get out. Take your carving. It won't change a thing. It never changes.
What was that about?
I don't know. I'm gonna go a little farther into this town and see if we can find someone who isn't crazy.
Well, let's park and walk around. I see some storefronts down there. We can make this an adventure.
This is gonna be one of those things I regret, right?
You're just grumpy because I put that cute carving in the rearview mirror.
It's in my way. I can't see the road with it swinging around.
It's cute and you're just complaining. Come on now.
It's not like it's my car or anything. Whew, boy. This place has seen better days. All those old cedar roofs. Like a boomtown that's gone bust.
It's a little rundown.
Towns on the frontier that jumped up like prairie wind and then blew away with the tumbleweeds.
You really enjoyed playing cowboys and Indians as a boy, didn't you?
Immensely. But taste it, something in the air. Sawdust and the smell of old leather. This is something.
Okay, Sheriff. Check out that old couple in their fancy clothes. They look like they just came from a funeral.
How old they are, it might have been theirs.
Shh. Let's ask them for directions.
Woman, if I told you once, I told you 1,000 times. Don't be going and spending all my money to high hell. I'm not in the grave yet.
Oh, if I were to be so lucky.
Look here.
Don't begin your knickers in a twist. It will cause your arthritis to act up.
Don't be getting into my arthritis.
Excuse me, but do you know how we can get back to the highway?
Eh? Speak up, young lady.
It's your hearing call. She wants directions.
Of course she did. I know that.
Forgive my husband. He woke up on the wrong side of the bed today.
Of course I did. Had you in it.
Don't you go shouting at her.
Please, we need to get some directions.
Eh?
Some directions?
She's asking
time for
about
some inspections?
Sorry to bother you. Let's go, June.
Wow.
I know, right? Marital bliss.
Hey, we won't be like that when we're married, will we?
Married?
Eventually.
Yeah. Oh, look, that general store up there is open. Let's go ask for directions there.
Fine. Avoid the subject.
Not avoiding anything. I just want to get out of this town.
Hello?
I wonder where the clerk is.
Oh, wow. David, look at all these paintings.
Someone really likes their dogs.
No, look, they aren't dogs. They have six legs and white fur. Look at this painting. It's next to a fallen tree. These creatures look huge. Very cute, though.
Cute? With those red eyes?
Yes, cute. I think they look fluffy and cute.
Remind me to get you a polar bear for your birthday.
They kind of look like that carving I bought.
Stole?
He gave it to me and wouldn't take my money.
Great, now I have stolen property hanging in my car.
Stop being so dreadful. I'm having fun. There's so many paintings of these things.
Can I help you?
Yes, hi. My name is David, and this is June, and we're lost.
Probably.
What?
No one ever comes to Alabaster on purpose.
Alabaster?
I don't remember that on our map.
It isn't. We like it that way.
He might be crazy, but at least he's helpful.
Shh. I'd like to tell you the way out, but I don't really remember.
Don't remember?
It's been a long time since any of us left.
You don't get out much?
We don't get out.
You don't get out? What do you mean?
Oh, no. I've said too much.
Good afternoon, Norbert. You have some customers.
Yes, sir.
That's so quaint.
Oh, no, sir. They were just passing through.
Hi, my name is David, and this is...
You back to where you came from.
I'm sorry?
You heard me.
Now, wait just a minute. Who do you think you are?
My name is Joseph Cronin. I'm the deacon around these parts.
Never was really one for church?
Doesn't matter. You two best move along. Wouldn't want anything unfortunate to happen.
Come on, June.
They are marked.
I didn't tell them anything.
Good. They'll find out soon enough.
Well, this has been a bang-up adventure to a little dung heap of a town.
You know what that sound is?
What?
It's your stomach talking so loud I can't hear you.
I am a little peckish.
And the Pacific Ocean's a little pond. Come on.
Hey, what's that kid doing next to our car?
David, I think he has our lunches.
Come back here, you little brat!
Well, dang!
He got away!
Here, let's try this diner. Looks real rustic. My treat. Lovely little place. Just screams small town American charm.
You enjoy the charm. I'll enjoy the French fries. This bench looks fine.
Look, it's even got a cute old man enjoying his soup. It's adorable.
Howdy there, folks. My name's Mary. I'll be your waitress. What can I get you fine folks? I'd recommend the meatball soup. It's our specialty here. Best in the county.
I'll actually have the, the split pea soup?
You got a burger? I would love a burger. No pickle, lots of fries.
Are you all right?
I'm sorry. I must have misheard you. What will it be?
The burger for me and the Ertz and whatever, the soup. Yeah, for June here.
I don't know what to do.
What?
No one's ever ordered anything but the soup before. Every day, Tom comes in and orders the soup.
This is really weird.
Hold on a sec. I need to go wipe that up.
What?
Ah, shucks. Mary, I broke my water glass.
I'll be right there. Hold on.
Okay, this is more than I can handle, a small town weirdness.
It's like everyone is stuck in a loop. They can't handle visitors.
God, I thought we would get away from all this supernatural stuff when we left Bellingham.
Guess there's no rest for the weary. I think it's time we blow town before the deacon decides that we're more of a problem.
Here, I'm leaving a tip for the water.
Why bother? If we're truly in a loop, they won't know what to do with it.
Don't be dreadful. Let's get back to the car.
Hey, look, that old couple, they're still there, standing on the corner.
But Carl, we need a new broom. Ours is down in nubbins and can't be used worth beans.
Broom is fine. A new one's expensive.
You always say that.
Woman, if I told you once, I told you 1,000 times. Don't be going and spending all my money to high hell. I'm not in the grave yet.
Oh, if I were to be so lucky.
Look here.
Don't begin your knickers in a twist. It will cause your arthritis to act up.
It's the same argument. Wow, marriage is permanently fighting over the same thing.
You would think there's a moral there.
Hey.
I'm just saying.
Don't be getting into my arthritis.
Oh, look, this is when we came up and talked to them.
Eh? Speak up, young lady.
It's your hearing, Carl. She wants directions.
Of course she did. I know that.
Forgive my husband. He woke up on the wrong side of the bed today.
Of course I did. Had you in it.
Don't you go shouting at her.
This is creepy. They're arguing with us, but we aren't there anymore. We're here, but to them, we're there.
It is seriously weird.
I wonder, will we be part of their loop forever now?
The car?
Right, we're going. What was that?
I don't know, but I sure as heck don't want to find out.
Hey, the kid's back checking out your car.
What, is he gonna steal our hubcaps too?
No, he's looking into the back seat, all confused.
I get it. He already stole and probably ate our lunches. But he's under the spell of this town, always repeating the same sequence of events.
If this is some sort of spell, then who's our sorcerer?
Well, well, well. What do we have here?
Deacon! Can't say I missed you.
Just wanted to make sure you didn't dally on your way out of town.
Believe me, we won't.
Good.
It was a pleasure, Deacon.
Likewise.
God, that man gives me the creeps.
Let's get out of here. Ugh. Jim, did you have to hang that little statue from the mirror?
Yes, it's cute.
Let's just go back the way we came. June!
What?
Look, it's my car, this car, at the gas station.
What?
You can see us in the convenience store, talking with the clerk.
This is really strange. David, I don't like seeing myself. I'm getting worried.
You've become part of the loop.
I hope not. Let's leave while we still can.
Okay, this old road should lead us back to the highway, I think.
I hope this does it.
What do you mean?
I mean we're leaving the town borders. No more endless reruns of the same conversations.
Back to just the deadly monsters of Bellingham?
At least then we know what's going on. Evil monsters, bad guy. Pretty clear cut. We know what's supposed to be there and what isn't.
What do you do about a whole town of crazy?
Exactly. David, stop the car.
What?
Stop the car! Look, there near that tree. Isn't that your car?
Oh my god.
It is your car. I mean, it looks just like your car, but it's been in a really bad crash.
More than that, the windows have been smashed in. White fur caught on the broken glass. Something large did this.
David, there's blood in the car.
Yes, both seats. It looks like the bodies were dragged from the car.
The bodies? David, it's us. This is us.
But it can't. I mean, the weird looping.
David, it's the car. Look at our little suitcase in the back seat. It's us. It's us.
It can't be happening. This hasn't happened.
This hasn't happened yet.
We aren't out of the city's effect yet.
We're seeing something that hasn't happened yet. Oh God, we're gonna die.
No. This isn't gonna happen.
It's us. We're going to die. How can you be so calm? We're seeing our death.
June, get in the car. Let's very calmly drive home. Everything will be all right.
But the car!
It's going to be okay. Just get in our car and we will slowly and carefully drive home. Nothing is going to happen. Once we leave the city, it will be okay and this won't happen.
Okay.
Okay. get in the car.
David, there's something following us.
What is that?
They're running along the side of the road. David, looks like the creatures we kept seeing all over town. I think they're hunting.
Yeah, hunting us. We're going 60 and they're still gaining. What are those things?
They have six legs, that's why. David, this is it.
What do you mean?
This is how we die.
Sweetie, don't say that.
Listen, the white fur on the window, the blood, the crashed car. They chase us down and kill us.
Ah! Jeez! No, it's not gonna happen like that.
It is. We've seen how this happens. It's just like this. The crash looked just like this.
No. No, wait. It isn't. Think, June. What was different from the crash?
What do you mean?
There was something missing.
The little statue. It was gone from the crash.
They're ramming the car, trying to push us off the road.
Here, I'm opening the window.
Are you crazy? They'll get in.
All right, you want this? You can have it.
It's working. They're following it into the woods. Ha ha! June, you're a genius.
We lived. We lived. Good God, I feel like a shadow passed over me.
There, there, little lady. I told you. Everything's gonna be all right.
Up there, it's that fog bank. It hasn't moved.
No, it hasn't. There's that big rock. But I never noticed the writing before.
Don't you dare.
Just for a moment.
Don't get out of the car, David.
Blanket Bill Jarman. For here lies Alabaster, forever a testament to his works. Look, his works is capitalized.
Who will render to every man according to his works, to those who by patience and well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, he will give eternal life. But for those who are self-seeking and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, there will be wrath and fury. Romans 2:6. Hello, David. June.
Joseph Cronin.
Founder's Rock. A little tribute to Blanket Bill. He settled this town back in 1857. Here we are, living on the fourth corner of the country, the true frontier. Mountains full of bears and coyotes, trees bigger around than 10 men. Helpful Indians, hell, the Nooksack showed us how to build our roof so the rain and branches wouldn't crush us. It was really something.
What happened?
Absolutely nothing. See, when Jarman passed, he said the words and made the oaths. This place became eternally blessed. Now the Indians don't come around anymore. In fact, no one comes around anymore, and we stay the same. Eternally here in the mountains, free from the world.
Cut off from the world, you mean?
You don't see it. What a wondrous miracle it is. No disease, no suffering, nothing decays. We are as we always have been and always will be. And when there's trouble, well, at least I can still step across the veil and deal with it.
Trouble like us?
You gave my creatures a fair chase. But I think we all need to step into the car of yours and go back to Alabaster. I was just going to let you leave, but... now you are part of the pattern. Part of the plan.
I think you should stay right where you are, Deacon.
I didn't even see you get the gun from the glove compartment.
Yeah, it was in my coat. I forgot.
Boy, put that away. We both know you're wasting your time. I wear the unfading crown of glory.
This far away from the town? We can change things, right? What about a bullet to your head? You want to gamble on that?
I'm starting the car.
You stay right where I can see you. Keep Blanket Bill company. For another 1,000 years or so. Nice meeting you. Bye.
Fog, it's clearing.
We're free. We're finally back to civilization.
That was some detour.
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
There, David. Everything will be all right.
You have been listening to Bellingham Terror, the Mount Baker Detour. Bellingham Terror is written and produced by Riley and Brynna Sweeney and edited by Elise Gowan and Eric Prochnow. Rebecca Powell is the production assistant and Devlin Sweeney is the sound technician. The Mount Baker Detour stars Richard May, Riley Sweeney, Brynna Sweeney, Devlin Sweeney, Doug Starcher, Feline Jett, David Beaumier, Eric Prochnow, and Stephanie May. Thank you for listening to Bellingham Terror, Tales of Suspense and Mystery on 102.3 KMRE.